This is Talking Business. I'm joined now by Vic Djokovic, who's the Chief Executive Officer of ChaiX Australia. G'day, Vic. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Alan. Happy to be here.
Now, ChaiX is a competitor, a stock exchange, in effect, to the ASX, but also a client of the ASX because you trade their stocks. So why do investors trade on the same things on ChaiX instead of on the ASX?
Alan, it's all about competition. So, a number of brokers got together back in 2010 and tried to form a separate exchange. And in the end, ChaiX came in 2011 and provided that competition. There's actually four exchanges in Australia, two large execution exchanges, ASX and ChaiX, where most or all the shares are traded on a daily basis. And then there's NSX and SSX, where small companies are listed.
Yeah, but so NSX and SSX, they have their own separate companies. We had Anne Bowring from the NSX on last month, and so they are different companies. But you, in fact, have the same securities as the ASX, don't you?
Correct. So we trade the 2,200 odd names that are traded on the ASX, and then we have our own unique products. So we've got warrant products, our own index, the CXA 200, and also a new security called TRACERS, Transferable Custody Receipts, that allows Australian investors the opportunity to invest in US names listed or offered in Australia, traded on their HIN through their own broker here. So there's no need for a US custody account or execution in the US.
Yeah, okay, we'll get onto those in a moment. I'll just, so presumably you charge less than the ASX to trade those 2,200 names and the other things that they've got, is that right?
Yeah, to the investor, to the retail client or institutional client, it's invisible. They deal with the broker that they normally deal with, and then those brokers will execute on both the ASX and ChaiX. And ChaiX is a new, technology-driven disruptor exchange. Think of sort of Aldi competing with Coles and Woolworths. And so brokers use ChaiX because of its technology, but also because it's cheaper to execute and it's pretty seamless. You place an order as a retail client, the broker then has smart technology that sends that order to either the ASX or ChaiX or both.
I see that you're trading over $1 billion a day in cash equities. How much of that do you think is computerised trading? I imagine you probably know, do you?
Yeah, we do. Look, I mean, there's similar volumes of compute. Well, the market is largely driven by computers these days. So most orders that hit either the ASX or ChaiX will be driven by computerised algorithms, taking an order from a client and with a smart order router, sending it to one or the other exchange. But overall, ASIC, has done studies. We have our own numbers. ASX, I'm sure, have their numbers. Around 20 to 25% of the market across ASX and ChaiX would be driven by what some people would call high-frequency traders, computerised trading firms.
But wouldn't your percentage, of your exchange itself be more than 20 to 25%?
No, in fact, it's almost the same. And because the liquidity on obviously the ASX is a larger exchange, they trade, 80% of daily volumes. We trade about 20%. So say $4 billion a day on average trades on the ASX, about $1 billion a day trades on ChaiX. Those computerised or high-frequency volumes will go to wherever the liquidity is. So we believe the volume executed or percentage executed on both exchanges is about the same. May even be slightly lower on ChaiX because we have a heavy retail focus in our exchange. So we have a couple of the large retail brokers that do preference ChaiX ahead of the ASX on the basis of, again, cost.
So is the amount traded on ChaiX growing more quickly than the amount growing on, the volume trading on the ASX?
Well,
Are you gaining on the ASX in some way?
Well, we have. I mean, that obviously gaining on the ASX will slow through time, but go back to 2011, there was no competition. ChaiX came into the market, you know, five or six brokers signed on day one. Fast forward to 2019, 49 of the 68 or so stockbrokers that operate in Australia route their orders to both Chi-X and the ASX. And that volume from that first day back in 2011 has risen from $30 or $40 million to a $1 billion. So we have around 20% of daily volumes, and obviously through that 8-year period, that's been growing.
Why isn't it all 68? There's 19 who don't want to trade with you.
Well, no, it's not that they don't want to trade. You know, the Australian market is very much a market that, you know, it was a monopoly market. The ASX was the one provider, so most of the technology that's been built by these stockbroking firms has been built with an ASX dynamic in mind. So anything new requires extra technology at their end. So some have been slower than others. But to put it in perspective, those 48, 49 firms control around 98.5% of daily volumes. So the remaining 20-odd, 19, 20 stockbroking firms that are still to connect, and they are slowly connecting, we're getting, you know, one or two a month, they control a very small proportion of daily trading, around 1.5%. So we've got the majority of the market connected.
Now, just back to these traces, obviously there are a lot of foreign companies that are listed on the ASX, but not the sort of the ones we all know about, Apple and Amazon and so on. Is what you're creating something that tracks them? Are they just kind of trackers, tracking securities that simply track those foreign names?
Spot on. They are you know, transferable custody receipts are essentially a tracker type security, as you've mentioned. So one tracer is equivalent of, for example, one Apple share. They give you exactly the same rights. The share price will move in tandem. They are fungible, which means that, you know, if you want to basically take your tracer and create those into ordinary shares or vice versa, that can happen and happen easily. They are listed or offered on the Chi-X exchange during Australian market hours. So, you know, none of the issues with having to trade overnight, and you can get a price through the day here. And one of the great advantages is the FX is done by the custodian at wholesale rates. So if anyone has had the experience of buying offshore shares, they would know that the FX charge is perhaps the largest charge. You know, it can cost you 60 to 100 basis points or 1% each way, both buying and selling a foreign security, whereas these traces are done at wholesale rates of 1 to 2 basis points. So tiny FX charge. So in effect, a very efficient way to buy your offshore stock.
That's interesting about them being fungible. What do you, can you just convert them into US dollar securities in Amazon or Apple or whatever it is?
Correct.
Whenever you like, can you?
Yes, you can. And in fact, I mean, we believe that there'll actually be some interest in converting ordinary stock in Australia back into traces. And we're having conversations with some of those companies, you know, Apple, Exxon, GE, JP Morgan and others, about their executives here in Australia that hold shares in those names, converting them into traces. So taking them out of the ordinary stock and into traces because, you know, they'll be able to get a price through the day here. Again, those the efficiency around the cost, et cetera. But also because they're held on your HIN. So, you know, you can ring your Australian stockbroker, execute at Australian commission rates with that lower FX charge, and see your US stock held on your holder identification number here in Australia. So none of the rigmarole of having a foreign custodian, a foreign broker trading through the night, everything is done here. So there's a compelling case for locals, you know, working for US companies to convert into traces.
So are you going to let the ASX trade these things after all they let you trade there? their securities.
Yeah, they're very welcome to get involved in anything that we do. You know, we're trading their securities. We are trading our own securities, our own unique product. And if they show interest in trading our securities, we're certainly happy to talk to them.
ASX is a public company, but of course ChiX is not. I think it's owned by JC Flowers & Co., which is a global private equity firm.
That's right.
Is ChiX profitable?
ChiX is profitable. So as with any disruptor that comes into the market and takes on a very large business like the ASX, a large monopoly business, there's going to be a number of years of taking losses in order to build momentum and market share and connectivity to the market. That took 4 to 5 years. So we, as a business, broke even about 2 years ago now, made a small profit last year, and we'll make a more significant profit this year. Our financial year ends in March.
You say you're disrupting them, which of course you are. You're a competitor of the ASX, but you're also a very big client of theirs. How does that all sit? How do you get on with them?
Well, I think the relationship has improved. I maintain a good relationship with the CEO and COO and deputy CEO, so they understand that we're here, we've arrived, we are not going away, we're going to continue to innovate. And look, it has put some pressure on their charges to the broking community. So the brokers obviously like it. Hopefully there's an impact for the end client as well through having brokers charge less to use both the ASX now and ChiX. But we don't compete with the ASX in many of their products. We compete with them in terms of trade execution, where, you know, obviously on shares we have about 20%. We compete with them in the warrant market, where we have about 20 to 25%. And the ETF market, the exchange traded fund market, where we have about 35%. So we've actually been more successful in some of those other products. And in all those areas where we compete, we've seen the ASX respond by reducing their charges. Where we don't compete, clearing and settlements as an example, that is an area where we haven't seen a lot of movement in ASX charges. And obviously we are a client of the ASX in that regard, because all trades that trade on ChiX are then cleared, settled via the ASX.
We'll have to leave it there, Vic. Thanks very much. It's been great talking to you. Thanks.
Thanks, Alan.
I've been talking to Vic Djokovic, who's the CEO of ChiX Australia. And yes, he's a distant relative of Novak Djokovic, the tennis player, the Croatian branch of the family, I think, Vic.
That's right.